Welcome back to Walks with the Copywriter. I'm Ollie, I'm a copywriter, and today I'm walking along a rather sandy and stony path between two fields, and on either side of me are trees and bushes, extremely green. We're going through a bit of a heat wave at the moment in the UK, and as you can see, oh, I just saw a fox run across the path ahead of me. But as you can not see, but hear rather, you might be able to tell from the type of bird song that it's dusk. The sun has just set. So there's still light in the sky, but it's rather dim. And I thought it would be a good time to record another episode. So the latest thing that's been on my mind has been the topic of productivity and how you as a copywriter, and I myself, can be productive and stay productive. Now I find personally, in my experience, that the best way to be productive in my work is to stick to a routine. There's a couple of reasons for this. The first is that consistent routine turns into a habit. And frankly, habits just don't feel like work. And there's really nothing better than that. If, as long as you enjoy what you do, then it should really be a pleasure to get into the habit of writing every day. And so that's the wonderful thing about routine. Once you do it enough, it's like you're on autopilot. And the time passes by, you're doing what you enjoy, and it doesn't feel like work. The second thing about having a routine is that you make fewer mistakes and you get more done more quickly, because the tools that you use, the methods that you use, don't change. And of course you will optimize them a little over time as you discover new a more efficient ways of doing things, and they kind of build up on each other. Their effect compounds over time to make you a better and more efficient copywriter. And I think that routine is one of those things that takes a little while to get into. So if you're a planner like me, you'll be very enthusiastic about putting a plan together, a method of working together, an approach. And with that enthusiasm, you'll achieve some good things in those first few days. But as the enthusiasm wears off, as it inevitably will, it gets harder and harder to maintain that routine. And that does require discipline. And I don't think I have any solid advice to offer you there, I'm afraid, on how to be disciplined. For me, I find that it's somewhat of an innate skill or attribute that I don't know where I get it from, but I tend to just push through things when things get difficult. Of course, not all the time. In everything that you do in life, you'll face challenges, and sometimes you won't have the energy or you won't be in the mood to push through them, and you might have off days or even off weeks. You might even have off months. That is the nature of the human condition. But I think that if you can stick to a routine for 4-6 weeks, that's probably the amount of time in my experience for a routine to turn into a habit. So the first point is, to be productive, try to get into a routine. So, what does this routine look like? For me, it starts with a plan. There's a planning phase. No matter what I'm doing, whether I'm putting an email together, an article, a web page, I always start with the goal. It's really important to know what you're trying to achieve. And I think that might sound obvious, but I can remember for many years, when I first got into marketing and writing for a living, that I wasn't so hot on identifying the purpose of what I was doing. I was being asked to write an article about a particular topic or to write an email with a particular message, but I never really questioned it. I never truly dug into why this was important, why we were doing this, why I was tasked with this. And so the first part of my routine these days is to understand exactly what the goals are. The goals could be to send an email that converts unsubscribed customers to subscribed customers. It could be to write a blog article that engages with existing customers to keep them up to date about developments that affect them. It could be to write an article to attract organic search visits, so SEO, to get people to find that article on Google. Or it could be to write copy for a web page, or let's say a home page that encourages people to sign up to your service or to buy your product. Now, in all of those cases, the goals will be very different. And it's really important to have that goal in mind, because once you know what your goal is, that will inform you what the rest of your routine should be. Because while I can provide some broad guidance about what a routine might look like, the details of it will depend very much on whether you're putting a quick email together that just simply informs customers of what's going on with your business, or if you're putting an SEO article together, you know, your goals will be very, very different, and the process of putting that article together could take an entire day or longer. But that's the first thing, so identify your goal. The second thing is to, what I like to do, is put myself in the customer's shoes or in the reader's shoes and think, what is it that they specifically want to know? So what is it that I need to write about to inform them, to educate them, to convert them? So what are the key messages that I need to get across and that they would want to, they would be interested in, essentially? Another thing to bear in mind is the word count, if you have a word count. You might also need to include some particular search phrases or keywords if you're writing for organic visits. You also want to research the topic that you're writing about. So that could involve reading some other articles on the topic online. It could involve speaking to a product manager in your company if you're writing about a particular aspect of the service that your company offers to customers. And I will then, with all that information, put a very rough outline together. And this will, in a practical sense, involve writing some bullet points down. And it might look something along the lines of bullet point one might say introduction, setting the scene. It just informs me that I need to provide some context as to why they're receiving this particular message, or what the article they're about to read is about. And then I'll break down the actual article or email or web page into parts. And for me, this is a bit of an intuitive process, but essentially I'm trying to tell a story. So it'll have a beginning, a middle, and an end. The beginning is usually something along the lines of, I'm quite direct in the way that I write, so I'll say this is the reason. It'll be like a one or two line intro. We're talking about this because it's important for this particular reason. So let's say that I was writing about plants, because I'm surrounded by them right now. I might say something like, England is 87% green, but most of us never see it because we live in the city. So in this article, we're going to look at some of the ways that you can incorporate more plants and greenery into your life. For example, that would just be the opening. And then I would go straight in with those tips in this particular example. And so in my outline, I would literally bullet point those tips. So I'd say tip number one is this, and tip number two is that, tip number three is that. And then I'll close it off with some kind of outro and perhaps a call to action. Call to action being what is the action that I want the reader to take after they've read this particular article in this example. And that will be it for my outline and for my planning process. The next phase of my routine involves getting words onto the page. Now, I personally, and this comes from my experience as a fiction author as well, I write fiction on the side. It's the same principle. When you're faced with a blank page, it can be difficult to, particularly if you're a perfectionist or you have a tendency to want to get things right first time, it can be difficult to start, to create that perfect intro. So what I tend to do is just write. For the first draft, I write. I just write whatever's on my mind because I know on a high level what it is that I want to say. And so I will simply start writing. I know it's not perfect, but I'll come back to it later in the editing phase. So phase one of writing is just getting that first draft down. I write it relatively quickly. I've already done my research by this point, so I know more or less what it is that I need to say, and I have some of that information to hand. But what I won't do during this early draft phase is to include any data, any research, any referencing resources. I won't do any of that because that's detail. I'll come back to it later in the editing phase because who knows, I might decide that actually that's not so relevant once I get into the flow and after I've done the first draft, I'll look at it and I'll think, well, does this really tell a smooth story? So phase one is of the writing process is to literally just get that first draft down. Now, for me, it really depends what it is I'm doing. But I'll take the example of an article again, just simply because I think it's probably the most common thing that copywriters will work on. For me, a 1,000-word article will probably take around 2 to 3 hours just to get that first draft down. I think that's relatively quick. And just so it doesn't put you off if you're just kind of getting into this and you think that's insanely fast, I wasn't always that quick. It's taken me probably a day and a half to write a 1,000-word article. earlier on in my career. As I said, once you get into the routine of doing this and it kind of becomes a habit, you'll just naturally get faster at what you do. And so that's the first part of drafting. The second part is editing. Now, editing, I think it probably depends on you as an individual, on your kind of personality. Some people find editing the easiest bit. Some people find it the most difficult bit. For me, I think I probably find it easier than the first draft, because I find it much easier to work with existing content. This is probably just vibes of my natural personality. I am very good at tidying things up. I'm very good at spotting faults in things. And so if I'm looking at a first draft that I've put together in a few hours, it's going to be far from perfect. So what I'll do during this editing phase, which I quite enjoy and look forward to be honest, because I know that I'm already halfway there, is that I will first of all look at the structure of the piece. I want to make sure that it's telling a flowing story. And so I'll look at the structure. I might move a few things around. I tend to use a lot of headings and bullet points when I write, because I think that that presents information in a very clear and simple and easy to understand way for the reader. So I like to make it as readable as possible. And listen to the first episode for insights into keeping it simple, keeping your writing simple and clear. And once I'm happy with the structure, I'll put in my sources and data. Now, during the drafting process, I will just leave like a blank. I put an underscore where I want to insert something, and I work in Google Docs, and I might add a comment to that underscore saying, grab the data from here and I'll paste the link in, something like that. So I'll go and find that data. Sometimes I work in finance, so I need to put another spreadsheet together and do some maths and all these things. And depending on what I'm writing about, that can actually take a bit of time. But once that's done, then I'll start to improve the quality of my writing. So in the draft phase, I won't be worrying too much about keeping my sentences short. I won't be worrying too much about providing not perfectly clear examples. I won't worry too much about grammar and spelling, but the editing process is when I do all that. And once I know what I'm actually doing, because I've got the structure there and I've got the foundational bits of content there, I don't find that too difficult. I quite enjoy the craft of perfecting my writing. I quite enjoy that phase. And then finally, I will work on the intro and the outro. Intros and outros are really important because you need to grab somebody's attention within a couple of lines. Otherwise, they'll just move on. I mean, there's so much content available online that if they don't like the first few sentences of what you're writing, they'll just find another article that resonates with them more or is more captivating, more engaging. And the outro is super important because normally you will have some kind of a call to action. It could be to subscribe to your newsletter. It could be to go and buy a product. It could be to sign up for a service. It could even be simply to read the next article or to share it. There are all sorts of things, and I'll probably do another episode on specifically on call to actions. But my advice for now is to try to only include one, because people's time is short and you need to keep things as quick and simple as possible, and the fewer options you give somebody, the more likely they are to engage with that that request. So if you want them to subscribe to your newsletter and to share the article on social media, pick one. make that really prominent. And if you can find a way to subtly get the second thing in there, perhaps try it. But if you can, I would just ditch it all together. Try to get them to do one action. It's difficult enough, to be honest. So getting them to do more than one thing is a real big ask. So as I've said, this is my routine. This is the way that I work. This is a process that works for me. And if you don't have, you haven't developed your own process yet, you can certainly use this as a starting point. But we're all different. We all have different ways that we prefer to work and that we find exciting. So I strongly encourage you to put your own spin on it, to give it a go and then put your own spin on it. And try and stick with it, because a routine isn't enough. You need to turn that into a habit if you're going to become a real expert in your craft. If you think about the best people in any profession, let's take athletes. You think of the best athletes, the Federers of the world, the Hamiltons of the world. They got there because they got into a routine that formed into a habit, and they perfected those habits over time. Most athletes that I've read will have certain routines and traditions that they will stick to. For the most part, I think hockey players, as they go onto the ice, they'll skate to the right because that's how they were trained. That's part of the daily routine, the training regimen of those athletes, and so they don't have to think about it. And when you have to think about it, that takes energy, and that's less energy that you could have spent focusing on the actual difficult decisions you need to make that day. You don't want to worry about the small stuff. You want to make the small stuff, like your process, part of a habit. So you don't have to think about it. So I think that's probably it for today. Slightly longer episode than the first one. But yeah, I hope you enjoy it, and best of luck with your copywriting.